So, we're going to talk about our new name, but I've just realised it smells like Updog in here.
It does smell like Updog, actually, really badly of Updog.
Can you get that?
I can get that.
John? Stinks of Updog in here.
Honestly, this is the worst way to start.
But it smells like Updog.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean, and I'm not going to say it.
How do you know?
This is not a new joke.
Oh, is it?
To us it is.
It's really old. I'm sure you've done it loads of times.
I've never heard that today.
You say, I don't know what it is, and then...
What's up, dog?
No, you say...
Really bad, and that's why you wanted to start.
Yeah.
We planned that on the way
here.
Oh, that stinks.
Like, up dog.
It stinks.
Let's do it. I just didn't do it once.
I think it's like Updog in here.
What's up, dog?
What's up, Dan?
Yeah, all right. How old is that then?
It's old.
We should have heard it by now. Old.
I'd say late 2006. Retro. Possibly earlier.
I got FOMO.
What?
FOMO.
Yeah.
Fear of missing out.
Well, yeah, I didn't know that. I've not known that for 6 years.
But you couldn't have been scared of something you didn't know about.
No, now I get it. Like,
but you've never, you know it.
FOMO. Hindsight FOMO.
Hindsight FOMO.
Yeah, I know.
But fuck it, YOLO.
Yeah. Stop it. Just really. I feel like it feels like you've been on the internet today and you've just absorbed everything.
I have.
I think YOLO is going to be a word soon.
Yeah, I do.
I think it's a word now.
Why would you want it to be a word? It's just horrible.
What, you only live once?
Yeah, that's awful.
Why? It's not like...
It's like a way of saying fuck it, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not as like... It's not like... Let's not be depressed.
Fuck it sounds much better.
Yeah, it's true, but it's for the kids. It's for the 14-year-olds having house parties.
Yeah, it's like when you're at work and you've got your boss there and you're just like, yellow.
Oh, my God.
Because you can't say fuck it in front of him because you get in trouble. Well, you could. You're not at school. You can say fuck it
in front of your boss.
Just.
I genuinely think you're the only three people I've met who think that's a good word.
I didn't say it.
Who heard it? You, sir? Didn't you see it in the paper that day, yellow? Was it you?
Yeah.
See? Someone used it in the paper?
Who?
What paper was it?
Don't remember.
Oh, I'm not making it up. You didn't, you?
Well, yeah, it was about someone writing it on the internet.
It was a comment on a newspaper.
No. It was about that house party that got smashed.
Oh, she said it, didn't she?
She said it.
But did she say you only live once? She didn't say YOLO, did she?
She said YOLO in caps.
She did?
Yeah.
Shit.
Cool. John, continue.
I don't know what... Okay, fine. The name we've come up with is...
Well, we can start again if you want.
No, I don't mind. We'll just keep going with this. I feel like it's... Yeah. Okay, the name we come up with is Loose Men. Because that's kind of... It's kind of how we see it.
Yeah.
Well, we just talk about very, very topical things. Like those, like the gals do on Loose Women.
Well, I've never heard of that programme.
Yes, you have. You watch it on a daily when you're unemployed.
If we're going to follow Loose Women...
Yeah.
Oh, weekdays, I assume.
Weekdays, like 12 to 1 or something. After this morning. I don't know, not any research.
If we're going to follow Loose Women, though, like, theoretically what we should do is spend the whole time...
Hating women.
Yeah, really complaining about women, getting really angry that, like, they don't make really good sandwiches, and just how terrible they are in bed, and just how stupid they are in general.
Yeah, but that would be deemed as sexist.
No, because we're just copying another show.
No, but that's what I'm saying, women get away with it.
Why can't we get away with it?
I'm doing a joke, because
he's playing devil's advocate here, isn't he?
Yeah. What? Women get away with it. Like women, you know. You see, always see on adverts on TV, like adverts for like boots or something, and women are like, oh, I'm running the show, I'm doing this, and then blokes at home, like, oh, I'm so ill, and then men are made to be like rubbish, stupid people, and women are like, oh, we'll soldier on because we're women.
Yeah.
There's bollocks, I tell you.
Because
this country, you know what I mean, this world.
Argos.
Huh?
Remember that Argos did that advert? Girls who loves chocolate.
Oh, they were
that's
doing...
one. Yeah. And it's like, God.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, so women think that they've got it wrapped up, but, you know, I think...
Well, you see, there was like a probably male Texas ad in the US, like the Virgin one recently, where it was something like, somewhat like a guy goes to his girlfriend, like covers her eyes from behind and says, I've got a surprise for you, and then blah, 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 and then he says something like, and it's not chloroform this time.
Oh.
And it's supposed to be like an edgy internet.
Rape.
Yeah.
He's not going to rape her.
A mainstream rape joke.
Yes.
So, but what it was implying is that he has raped her. And she's staying with him.
I might not be telling
poor girl.
Have you seen it? No. Okay, this is reported. But it's definitely happened.
And what was the upshot? Like, people like it, people don't like it?
I don't know. I really haven't got anything more.
Oh, cool.
So oh, right.
A fun ad.
Sorry about that.
No.
Hello? But
if you're going to watch Loose Women, don't.
Is that it?
That's the advice. Well, no. I think at the same time, if you switch over to ITV2, Jeremy Carl show.
I don't know. Carol Vorderman's brought something new to the table with Loose
she's
Women.
She's not on it, is she?
She is. I don't know if she's a guest.
She's the new one.
Guest ho.
Host.
Oh. I thought she was actually, that's what you were calling the panel. Like,
would
the,
I?
Hoes.
Well, Jeremy Kyle is, like, in a way, essentially the male version of Loose Women. What is, because basically he's just there telling people off, telling them he's right.
Bitching about people to their faces.
Yeah,
he doesn't bitch, but he
doesn't. No, but he listens.
He listens. And hold on, I don't think Loose Women have got Graham. Because
well,
this guy works wonders. This guy works wonders. Graham. Who's Graham?
I don't watch daytime TV. I'm busy.
You've been busy for 3 months. You were very unbusy during the day for 4 years. Jeremy Kyle has a guy called Graham who works wonders. You can talk to Graham. He'll listen. We'll help you after the show. Don't worry about that.
I thought Graham was the bouncer.
No, is he called Graham? Isn't he the guy with the goatee? Yeah. Blonde goatee. Who I'm pretty sure. Is not trained. I think he's just found him. I've heard Graham speak, and it's like stuff that I would say. So it's like I think he's cheating on me. He wasn't cheating on her. She's just got trust issues. And he'd say, I think you've got trust issues. I think maybe you were cheating on before. Yeah, I thought so. Do you know what I mean? Well, bollocks.
That sounds like training. You must have got some training for that.
Well, I didn't get trained.
You're not on the Jeremy Kyle show.
No, but I'm saying I've got the same skill set.
As Graham?
Graham. You like Graham though, don't you?
Nah.
No.
I did at first, but I think now he's carving his way in a bit too much. I think he's got Jeremy by the balls somewhere.
I think he
might.
Because
Jeremy always lets him in. He's like, Graham,
yeah.
Come on in.
So that big fuck of scary, horrible bouncer who just stands there.
Does he ever talk?
No, never talked. He is also the bouncer to Simon Cowell on The X Factor. I recognise his face.
That's really weird.
What?
Just like a really famous bouncer. He only wants a celebrity bouncer that is a celebrity in his own right.
Yeah, he's hardcore.
Do you reckon he's got his own bouncer as well?
But no, he doesn't need one. He's hard as fudge.
Well, okay, if you could be on a daytime TV show as a guest, what would it be? I just
countdown.
As I say, I refuse to believe that you three don't already have this sorted out straight away.
Oh, come dine with me.
Yeah, that's it.
You could do that feasibly.
Yeah, but
don't have a table.
We don't have a kitchen table. We could turn Luke's room into a dining room.
You don't have a table though.
Well, use his bed. Just get like
put the bed upside down.
Bed upside down. Put like a bit of MDF on it.
Sit in the garden.
Sit in the garden.
You can't. I don't think you can really do a come dine with me in the garden without any kind of furniture.
Host drinks beforehand outside.
Well, maybe you should do that. Like, come drink with me, and it's literally you have people around your house. You get absolutely fucked because that's basically
in Bristol or wherever. This week we're in Bristol. It's like we'll go to this pub. No, that won't work. Maybe it's one night and you.
Well, you just go around someone's house and get just plastered.
Because they do anyway on come dine with me.
That's what I mean. Yeah. It cuts out the middleman. Cuts out the food thing. Because I'm actually a bit sick of watching them make food.
Yeah, Dave Lamb's still good though, isn't he?
Yeah. He's funny.
He is good. Johnny?
He is good.
No, TV show.
He is good.
Deal or No Deal?
It's the worst programme on TV.
I know, but I want to join that weird cult on the Travel Lodge for a bit.
What?
Yeah, it's true. They all live together in the Travel Lodge. The weird thing is.
All the contestants have to live together until they win.
They all stay on the show until they go on.
I've never heard of this before.
Yeah.
That's why they're all so freaky and connected. Like, this one's for you. Like, I believe in this box. Because they're all segregated.
They've all lived in a travel lodge. It's like Big Brother.
You deserve
Noel
this.
Edmonds goes in there and tells them what to do.
How long for?
Well, until they've been on the show.
That would be a show.
There could have been someone that's on there.
Well, no,
that program's been on since 2005. So if someone on the bastard could have been...
How do you know that?
Yeah, how do you know that?
Because I remember watching the first episode, the first time it was on. It was 2005.
It's really... You know when you say, like, I've got knowledge in my brain, which is utterly useless, I think, like, that's your way of saying I know a lot. But you genuinely do have just utterly useless
I can prove that today. I remembered what the name of the British entry to the World's Strongest Man was from 1998 to 2001. Jeff His name was Glenn Ross.
Oh.
And I looked it up, and it's correct. So,
but how old were you when that was happening?
8, 10, 10, 10 to 10 to 13, 10 to 12.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Crucial formative years.
Yeah. I just absorb, like a sponge, stuff that I definitely don't need to know.
Well, that, I suppose
but anything I do need to know, one out, one ear out, the other. For example, I went swimming with a friend of mine when I was 13 years old, and they were doing refurbishment on the male changing rooms. So they'd made up, they basically like cut a door out of the side of like the gym, which went into like one of those like caravan things, you know, that like they made
a
changing room.
It does
sound like a pedo's palace.
Anyway, there was a
got ushered through this little door. I had to take my clothes off.
I took some pictures for some reason.
Anyway, there was a pass code to get in, and it was C5Y069. Okay, that was almost 12 years ago, and I can't forget it.
So maybe it's because of what happened in there.
Oh, good, that's true. No, C Y O
ooh 69.
Ooh. 59, was it?
C5Y069.
I think you had a traumatic experience. I think it might be time to talk to Graham.
Maybe I should talk to Graham.
Do you reckon we can get you on the show, actually?
I would love to fake it.
What sounds of it? It's not going to be faking it.
No, but as in, get all of us to go on there. Like, you fucking scum.
What?
All your mates.
You too, to each other.
Yeah, but we'll pretend that we've had a family feud for years.
Yeah. You slept with
and
Kelly.
Yeah, and you're like the hillbilly looking like one that's like...
I wouldn't wash. No, you'd have to find the answer. I definitely wouldn't wash.
I think it definitely would wash.
It's completely blue before would I'm
wash.
Sitting.
No. So who's the one who has poo on one shoe and sick on the other? Is that you or...
You're correct. That is me. That's I didn't. It's not my poo or my sick. That's the scum.
Oh, that's fine then.
Well,
what?
I didn't,
someone
I
else's
look,
poo.
And so he slipped in sick yesterday and walked in poo today.
Human poo.
We don't. We
it
can't.
Could be
we could.
You really?
I
worried really
on
think...
the grass before you worried about the floor.
I was on the way here.
Vomit as well.
That
vomit
was yesterday.
Was that street vomit?
He slipped
street
in vomit in front of people.
Oh.
I didn't fall over in it. Luckily, I just kind of the foot went very fast for like a foot.
Right. Well, that's really disgusting.
Well, that's London. It's literally true. There is sick. Honestly, there is sick. Everywhere on the street in London. Everywhere you look, there's vomit.
Pigeons eating vomit.
Yeah. Who's sick all the time?
On like a Monday night.
Yeah.
That's my favourite. It's always
have
the
I been
same
sick in the street? I don't think I've ever been...
You've been sick in the street in London? No. In a pub, someone was
you
sick
were sick
shit.
In between two cars in Primrose
yeah,
Hill.
Yeah. Date? Something you remember?
No, it would have been... I know it would have been probably... It was June 2007. That much is true.
Wow.
Because it was... Yeah. When's Nick's birthday?
Boxing Day.
Boxing Day. Not Nick's birthday. When's Curry's birthday? June. July. It would have been July.
Tom, Paul, what show would you have?
I would be on Daytime Show.
Daytime Show?
Wasn't it a daytime show?
Yeah.
What's it called? Daytime TV. Daybreak.
I just really love the way you're pretending you don't know anything about it.
No, I'm trying to think of a good show because there's a lot of
daytime.
Well,
TV.
On yesterday, Time Team, it's on during the day. You'd like that?
I think
you?
I'd get pissed off with Tony Robinson.
But he's not in that much. I reckon I reckon Tony Robinson's there like 5% of the time.
Yeah,
they're doing all this.
Quadruple their pay, flies in their helicopter.
Yeah, just turns up. Was like, right, what's going on, Tony? Or sorry,
yeah,
Charlie.
Tony's here in 5 minutes.
Yeah, and he's like, "Oh, we've just found this." So it's a series of small walls
yeah.
and stuff.
That's what I mean. Like,
be nice to him. We know he's annoying. He's here in 10 minutes. He won't be here long.
Yeah,
humour him.
Yeah,
but the problem with Time Team is like, even for like a consummate professional, like someone who's been doing archaeology for years, and is really and knows a
like
lot
Nick
of stuff
Hastin.
That you don't know.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't know how you know that name. Like. Knows that kind of stuff. I just don't believe they can ever get excited about the crap they find.
Oh, no, they do find some great
I
stuff.
They
do find
Phil.
Some great stuff.
Is it Phil?
Yeah. Or are we there?
He's great.
What, they just, like you say, it's mostly small walls and bits of Roman pottery.
No, it's
Anglo-Saxon
the occasional
pottery.
Coin.
Yeah, and sometimes mass grave, mass burial.
Yeah.
I've only ever seen Mass Burial once. The whole time
I watched one the other day when I was off sick, and they it was an old, what's another word for priory. Yeah. An old priory in the grounds of this Tudor building, and but it was dated back to I think it was about 200, around 200. Whoa. And they found a remains of a skull that was around about 500.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Like, that's one dead person.
Yeah, but that's fucking amazing. Like, it was that showed that.
I might get my story etched onto my skull. Because your story.
No, just quickly, what story? What would you have?
Just give it a summary now.
It's not made yet.
Yeah, no, imagine you died now.
Right, well, so far, it'd be. Come on then.
Go on.
Yeah, like, great. Born so and so. Lived life in London as a professional published musician. Became semi professional musician. Worked in an office.
That's it. That's four sentences for your whole life.
No, great fun to have a drink with.
You can't.
Maybe I'll get someone else to write it then.
Who's going to write it for you?
My pals, you guys.
I'd do it. I would love
it. Okay, in fact, John, do it.
Okay, well, no, I can't, because it's only ever going to be really nasty.
Yeah, well, it's fine. You don't mind.
I'm getting etched into my skull.
But you've just said you want etched into your skull. Really good person to have a drink.
Yeah, but just quickly. Imagine he does die tomorrow, John.
Well, I only met Tom.
Well, what do you need to know ago? About a skeleton?
4 years ago?
Cheers, feels, mate.
How long?
Thanks a lot.
Seven?
Eight years ago? Yes, but almost 8 years ago.
Seven. Let's say seven.
It's nearly eight.
Say seven. Seven's legit.
A lot of retrospective today.
Seven is legit.
Okay, alright, well, I did.
Imagine we growing up together and we got to seven and it's like. Mates. I'm just trying to put it younger, it's a bit weird.
What are you talking about? That'd be from zero to seven. Yeah, I don't really know what's going on. I don't really know what's going on until I'm about like three. And then I like won't remember much, and then I'm like six. So I'll basically know you about a year, and I thought it was cunt.
Well, mate, it's very similar to that then, it seems.
What? You're a cunt?
No. Anyway, John, write my.
I'm not going to do it, because I said I just thought I only knew you for 4 years.
Right, yeah, okay.
Knew him for 4 years, didn't like him that much.
Well, knew him for 4 years. Do you know what? I will put good to have a drink with. I'll definitely etch that on your skull. Maybe you should do like one of those things where people get casts. Except you have it on your skull. Like, all of your mates come and just like write something on the back of your skull.
People just draw boners.
But the thing is, I genuinely think like if Tom was, we had Tom's skull and it specifically said, "Can you write something like nice on the back of my skull?" I just don't think anyone would draw a boner.
I think that someone would.
I think I would.
There's no way I would.
I think you'd like it. Simon would. Ben would. You would.
No, it would.
I wouldn't actually. I might do skull and crossbones.
Skull and crossbones would be alright.
But I think all of your close mates would be.
I'm not dead. I've just got someone to shave the scalp off.
You're not dead. You're alive.
Yeah, because when I die in 20 years.
Oh fuck this! I thought you were dead. And we put your body. Head. We thought you put your head in bleach for a couple of days.
Oh, that would make more
sense. Go down to the skull.
Yeah, when I'm dead, you write my eulogy on my head.
Yeah.
Bury me.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
And then when people
thought of getting it.
You go to like a hairdresser's and cut your head.
And I sit there in the chair like.
So we tattoo your skull.
Yeah.
Well, you're alive.
Right, like a long story, like the Rosetta Stone on my scalp. Cover it back up. Chill out. Tony finds... Not Tony, it's equivalent in the...
Future.
Near... Distant future.
It'll be someone like Simon Pegg.
No, it'll be way past.
Alright, okay, fine.
That'd be great.
You ruined that for me, because I was jumping on board with tattooing your, skull when you were dead, but now you're doing it when you're alive.
And I was going to say, people would
I'll definitely draw a boner on your head if you're alive.
I'll say, that's all you'll get if you're alive.
And you won't be able to see it.
No one would. My hair will be stiff, I can't.
You won't be able to see it. So what are you writing up there? Like, nothing, mate. You're just trying something. It's
a couple of boners. But maybe like a lot of swastikas as well, probably.
That's
swastika boners.
Maybe put some.
But
stuff
no, but in like in well. Like in like.
Yeah, growing. Is it like a time capsule? So I'd have a few weird lumps.
Put some old receipts and things.
What a time capsule on your head, under your head.
Only thing that we could get a very very like we could get, I don't know, like a milk cap. So it wouldn't affect your hair. Otherwise, if we put anything good under there,
a milk cap. I thought you meant like a milk cap.
Hey, Tom was very bright yesterday. Very bright. I give him this. We were having a cup of tea and some penguins. And you know they got the jokes in the back of penguins. And Tom, someone else is reading their joke. So Tom had time to read the joke, take it in, and then say it. And this is what happened. He said, what did the sea say to the penguin?
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
Yeah, that's right. What did the sea say to the penguin? Right. Yeah, what did the sea say to the penguin? Oh, well, I don't know. And he went, nothing. It just waved. I don't. Didn't get it.
For like, it's 2 seconds.
Oh, that's true. I thought you were saying he was really being clever.
No, he didn't get it.
I didn't understand what.
And then he said this. We were watching Homeland, and I was like, this is episode 11. That means we've been watching this for 11 weeks. And he said, what's that, like 2 years?
That was a mistake. Obviously, yeah.